Yes, Carlo Spinotti rides in the typical loose style of the Italian show jumpers, very much the Italian position. Very popular, isn't it? Not too much control over his lively little mare Carmelita, who really is showing herself to be very much in command there. There he goes up to the first fence. Oh, a bad takeoff. 4 feet much too close to the fence. And, oh, it's a lucky one. Just clears it by a mere 3 feet. Yes. Had the wind changed, Spalotti would have been in very real trouble there. Now there he goes for the second fence. Oh, it's not his day. Oh, bad trouble. Colonel Spalotti, allowing Carmelita far too much of her own way. He just made it there. Carmelita saved the day for her rider. Just managed to clear the triple bar by a scant 2 feet. Very trancy indeed. He's coming up to the third fence now. Colonel seems to be having a bit of a hard time making up his mind about when to give Carmelita her head. And oh, whoa! Oh, he's buffed it again. To use an Italian expression. Gosh, what a lucky chap the Colonel is. Wind must have changed at the crucial moment there. Just carried horse and rider over the top bar, scraping it narrowly by only a very short clearance. Had the
That roar of ecstatic welcome was for Her Royal Highness Riding Kinky, such a popular favorite here since she retired from the United Death. What a picture they made. Horse and rider literally welded into one entity. A perfect picture of protocol at its best. Sometimes it's even a little difficult to tell which is which. There they go. Coming up the first fence. Oh, perfect position for takeoff and up. Oh, rocking bad luck. Kinky just tipped the top bar with her nose. A tiny bit overtrained, I think, but that, of course, is the luck of the game. Oh, what a sight they are. Graceful young royal rider. Show-wise, experienced mount. Belly close to the ground. Nostrils well distended with that funny little kick back of the legs as she jumps. And Kinky doesn't look too bad either. Yes. There's the takeoff. No, perfect, absolute perfect position for Kinky's forelegs. Oh, oh, appalling bad luck. And, of course, it was the same last month. Germany. Probably the grass. Yes, the rich, clover-filled grass of Britain can play extraordinary tricks with a highly sensitive thoroughbred like Kinky. Harry, just coming up the water jump. Kinky's got both ears well laid back for this one. There's grace and beauty for you. Ow! Oh, heavens, I can't believe it. Kinky's refused. But yes, yes, I'm sure of it. Her Royal Highness has accepted. What a brilliant swimmer Her Royal Highness is. Well up to the limit. Marvelous.
And here with us we have our mystery guest. He's a great friend of mine, a great Shakespearean actor, who is to give us his rendition of the Harfleur speech from King Henry V by William Shakespeare. And even though it's radio, our mystery guest has insisted on delivering the great Harfleur speech on horseback and in full armour. Now, let's see if you can guess who it is. Right.
Once more!
Bloody helmet stuck. I'm sorry, mate. Well, perhaps later on in the program we'll be hearing the Harfleur speech by our mystery guest. So, on with the show.
Good morning, sir. A lovely day. It's raining, man. Well, it's lovely for the garden, then. What can I do for you, sir?
I want a trunk, a good, solid, waterproof trunk.
A waterproof trunk, sir. You have come to the right place, a waterproof trunk, sir.
Yes.
You are traveling far? By sea, perhaps?
No, I'm not going by sea. No, I'm going by air to South America.
Oh, then, sir, may I recommend you reconsider your requirements. A waterproof trunk such as you are probably thinking of will cost a fortune to send by air.
How?
Especially if you are going a very long way, like South America. What about a nice expanding suitcase? Much lighter.
No.
Like this one. Quality guaranteed and quite light.
No, mate, I've got my old suitcase. That's not what I'm looking for. I want a nice big waterproof trunk, good and strong.
Very well, sir. You are the customer. And we have a very old Sikh expression which says, the customer is always right. A trunk it shall be, sir. A trunk it shall be. Now, what color do you like? The brown, green, blue, aluminium?
Well, it doesn't matter. The trunk's not for me. It's for the wife, you see.
Oh, the trunk is not for your son, but it's for your dear wife.
Yes, that's right, mate. You see, I'm going by air, and the wife's going by sea.
Oh, that's very romantic. A nice long sea voyage for your dear wife. And you, sir, are going on ahead, flying to a new life in a new land to prepare the way for your bride. I did the same thing, sir. Coming here from Bombay to Birmingham.
Yes.
Very romantic.
The wife's going by sea to Australia. The long way round, you see. She needs a big waterproof trunk to travel in.
Your wife. I'm sorry, sir. I thought for one moment that you said your wife needed a waterproof trunk to travel in.
Yes, that's right, mate. The wife's going to Australia in the trunk. It's me what's going to South America in the plane.
Wait a minute. You mean that your wife is going to Australia by the boat? Has a stowaway?
No.
So I cannot be a party to that, sir. I cannot be a party to a fellow like that, sir.
No, mate. That would be against the law. Now, the wife's going to Australia by boat, all right. But the legal way, I'm paying for the freight, mate. I'm paying for the bloody freight. Nothing illegal in it.
But wait a minute. You mean to say that your wife is inside the trunk? And it's legal.
I'm paying the freight, mate. The wife will be nice and snug inside. Don't you worry yourself, mate.
Yes, but I do worry myself. What have you done? And what have you done, sir?
I've done her in.
You've done her in?
That's right, mate. I've done her in. Proper.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You come into my shop and you tell me that you want a waterproof trunk. And you tell me that you wanted to put your wife inside to send to Australia by boat. And that you done her in? Oh, what a calamity. What a calamity.
Hold on a minute, mate. Look at that. That's a photograph of the wife. Oh, that's a picture of the wife.
You come into my beautiful, respectable shop and you try to make me a travel accessory after the fact. I'm going to call the police, the fuzz. I'm going to have you arrested, sir, for causing a disturbance of the peace and the quiet of my shop.
Klaus, look at the bloody picture of the wife.
Wait a minute. This is your wife?
That's the wife.
Oh, my God, you poor infidel. I tell you what you need, sir. What you need is one of our very best world quality all aluminium metal. Guaranteed, absolutely waterproof steamer trunk. I can recommend it to you with a clear conscience. Guaranteed personally by me, Ram Singh. Don't never leak, sir. Never leak. That's what you want. A good, reliable, handmade piece of Bombay craftsmanship. Best price.
Thank you.
To you, you poor bastard.
We now have some professional help to assist our Mr. Guest, Charlie the Plumber.
I'll just tighten the voice a bit more. Now.
Tell me, Father, will you, sir? Well, anyway, we'll soon have our Mr. Guest free to give us the half dozen.
You keep that bloody horse quiet! No! Back!
And now over to Geneva for the Quadripartite Treaty being signed between the four signatories, Great Britain, France, Western Germany, and the Republic of China.
It therefore, gentlemen, gives me great pleasure to append my signature to this historic document, the International Treaty, the Limited Unrestricted Quadrilateral Arms Exchange, and Mutual Control of Satellite Overfly and Electronic Technology, subject, of course, to ratification in Monte Carlo and yearly revision of updating at the Cannes Film Festival. Sign this treaty, on behalf of Her Majesty's government. Excuse me, Monsieur le Ministre, mais c'est un mot, mon cher confrère, que direz-vous? Une plume. Est-ce que vous avez une plume pour signer la...
Non, mon cher confrère, c'est pas du plume. C'est un stylo. Stylo.
Ah, well, un stylo. Est-ce que vous avez un stylo, s'il vous plaît?
Oh, mais naturellement, je...
Bon, c'est alors... J'ai oublié mon stylo.
Pardon, un moment. Mein General.
Jawohl, mein lieber Freund.
Haben Sie vielleicht ein... Oh, alors, qu'est-ce que c'est le mot? Für schreiben.
Ah, für schreiben. Ist ein fin Federhalter.
Ein fin Federhalter.
Federhalter, ja. Natürlich.
Verdammt einmal, ich hab nicht... Moment.
Tung mei tung ha ha hul dei hun soll hun da mo ha chi hul da hun da hai tu ma ha to wa
Dankeschön. Voilà. Merci beaucoup. Here we are.
Thank you.
Yes.
And now, on behalf of our Britannic Majesty's government,
blast it. Monsieur le ministre, si je peux vous troubler encore, je n'ai pas de l'encre, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, de l'encre? Ou pour le stylo? Oh, mon Dieu! Oh, c'est primitif, cette troupe chinoise! Oh, alors? Non, je regrette, je n'ai pas de l'encre. Non, c'est ça que... mon libère général, haben Sie du l'encre? Alors, qu'est-ce que c'est le mot du l'encre?
Für de fine Federhalter. Et c'est kaputt.
L'encre?
L'encre für de fine Federhalter? Ach so, es ist ein Chinoiserie Schweinerei, nicht wahr? Ach, Donner und Sauerkraut, ich hab nichts dahinter, ich hab nichts. Moment. Mutschu, man hang dai ho, hong doi, toi wo ha, wo hoi nun ha.
Hoin se, holla wa haya to, munda hoi so wa ha.
Dankeschön.
Merci beaucoup. Yes, thank you very much, dear. Yes, oh, God. I say, on behalf of our most gracious Britannic Majesty's government. Oh, sod it. Voilà. On behalf of my government, la République française. Le comte de Saint-Just des Colombes. Assaut.
Für den Führer! Für die Deutsche Bundesrepublik!
Der General der Bundeswehr! Wir hier von Dreischnitzel von Teibelberger!
And now for the historic moment, as the German secretary hands the Kotpotai Treaty to the Chinese representative.
Evening all. Well, things have been nice and quiet down here at the old green since I last reported to you. Been a quiet week altogether. Sid Baker, that young tearaway, got engaged to Sally, the Salvation Army lass, seems to have given up the arson bit at last. Slasher Smith's been put away for doing up the vicar. Pleaded extenuating circumstances. Said the old boy gave him the come on. Pleaded self-defence. A likely story. Becker being in ex-Navy and all. And there's Margaret Tatch. Our young telephonist, she got married to Sergeant Perkin as a sergeant. And about time, too. Let's see what else. Oh, yes. Fingers Houlihan, the local dip. That's to say, pickpocket. Got caught with his hand in the till. Or rather, in old Miss Watkins' shirt pocket. The old dear didn't want to press charges. She's a lovely lady, you know. She even offered him a home and 30 bob a week. Marvellous old girl. Hello. There's a light on in the old paint shop. I had to worry about. Just saw Mrs. O'Reilly in the back room. Probably stopped taking. He's a funny old duck. I can hear her humming away there. What a card. She potters about at all hours, smoking that smelly old clay pipe of hers. Blimey, that old paint shop needs doing that, you know. And a good clean heart. The old place stinks of paraffin and kerosene. You don't half meet some strange characters here at the Green, you know. Take the bank here, right next to the pawn shop. Mr. Montague, the bank manager's been there for over 20 years. Never once has he spoken to old Solly Dolver and the pawnbroker next door. And old Solly banks with him and all. Must be worth a fortune, old Solly. Tell me, keeps gold coins under the bed. I bet he's got more money than old Mr. Montague. He's just plain snobbery and after all. They're both in the banking business. Yes. Cool, what a lovely night. Moon shining like a copper's bullseye lamp. Shall I see a policeman with a nose? When I started on the boot, the old blue bottles used to carry. My granddad gave me this. I still use it even today. What a character my granddad was. No juvenile delinquency in his day, you know. No. He'd give them a good clip round the ear hole and send them on their way. The marvellous man. You know, Grandad spent his life raising money for the borough's deaf children. There were a lot of them about in them days. Hello, hello. The Thompsons are at it again. Funny how youngsters get so hot under the collar nowadays. Well, in my day, the wife kept her mouth shut. She knew that her husband had hard days work behind him and deserved a point of his mates. Yes, marriage nowadays is not the same. Personally, of course, I blame television. That's what's back and all. Too much sex and violence. Too much. Much too much violence. Still, keep out of it, don't you, sir? Never interfere in a bloke's marriage. Corporate job's to keep the peace. Just a marriage counsellor. That's a job for the professionals. Not that we're not professionals. Being a cop is no joke for an amateur. Hello. Here. Here, you, mate. You've got a licence to play that thing?
No, mate.
Right, then. You come along with me, then. Down to the station.
And what charge?
Playing a musical instrument without a street licence. Disturbing a peace.
Here. Here. You take your hands. Resisting arrest.
Well done, lads. Just sitting down comfortably in that big chair.
Right. Okay, Charlie. Right, now stick the plastic charge under the helmet's visor's rim, all right? Now, don't you worry, sir. It's only a small charge. That won't blow your bleeding head off, really, won't it? Run these two wires back to detonator box.
Right, Jack.
Don't fret yourself, sir. I'll get you clear out of that helmet in no time. Right, back away. Right, Charlie, now!
Oh, well done, lads. Yeah, the visor's back up again. Are you all right, Mr. Guest? If you are, just nod your head.
Holy force! Somebody been crushed! Wow, they didn't do
it! Have to get on. We'll get back to the mystery guest.
Good morning, comrades.
Good morning, Colonel.
Be seated, comrades. This morning we are going to learn about humor of highly specialized kind, as practiced in Western democracies, especially in our designated target areas, United Kingdom of British Isles, and filthy democratic United States of America. First of all, title of our subject, British and American Practical Joke.
British and American Practical Joke.
First practical joke, black face soap.
Blackface soap.
Blackface soap, I read the letter. A surefire way to get a big laugh.
Big laugh.
Instructions. Leave soap in washroom. The victim will use it to wash himself and imagine his surprise when he sees that his face has turned black in the mirror. A real belly laugh. For $1... 40 cents.
$1.40.
Good. Second practical joke. Nail through the finger.
Nail through the finger.
Instructions. Give the gang a real shiver. Place the nail through the finger.
Nail through the finger.
And it will look like you just drove it through your hand. A real rip tickler. 75 cents. Plus tax.
Plus tax.
So, number three, practical joke. Box has a picture of dog on box. It's called Norte Doggie Pupu.
Norte Doggie Pupu.
Instructions. Norte Doggie Pupu is so lifelike that when placed on host or hostess's favorite carpet, it will really cause big row. People have even been known to kick their dogs up the ass.
Up the ass.
A great way to break the ice at any social gathering. Only $1, but worth more. Much more.
Much more.
Good. Practical joke number four. Whoopee cushion.
Whoopee cushion.
I will demonstrate. You all have whoopee cushion?
No, 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 no.
Inflate whoopee cushion. Place whoopee cushion beneath cushion of chair.
Beneath cushion of chair.
Instructions. Now, when the unsuspecting victim sits down on hidden whoopee cushion, boy, will he get big surprise. A great laugh. Guaranteed to make you the hit of the evening and just great for the party.
Long live the party!
Long live the party. Sit for
Kropotkin, you're under arrest.
Yes, you don't understand. It's America that can practice.
Practical joke. Poor bastard.
And now over to the Tower of London for one of the traditional nightly ceremonies which takes place at the Bloody Tower.
Oh, knocker, all the traitors gone. Sergeant Constable of the Night Patrol.
Run or fall?
Friend.
Advance, friend, and be recognized.
Oh, I can't advance, friend. I'm right up against the bloody gate now.
Oh, I'll tell you what, friend. Nick back a bit, friend. Then advance, friend, and be recognized.
Oh, right, friend, yeah. Night Patrol, about chance. Night Patrol, quick, Night Patrol, about fight. Yeah, he sees far back enough.
All about right, friend. Now I'm boss, friend. After looking, man.
Night Patrol. Well, friend, I've advanced. Do you recognize me, friend?
Oh, just a tick.
Oh, hello, friend. Hello, Bert. Get that blade and move on, mate. It's perishing cold out here.
Oh, Sorry, son. But tradition is tradition.
What's the bloody password? Out and a bleeding door!
Password given. Stand back, friends, while I offer the believers. Hold well, friend. Pass through the portals of the bloody tower.
They're bloody torn too. Night patrol attention! It votes the good for war! Help!
Twelve o'clock. The bleeding guts out, and all is well.
Well, I'm sorry, that's a real sight.
No, the oxy-acetylene torture to it. Yeah. What's that?
My apologies to our mystery guest, and if you have guessed who it is, will you please write your answers on a postcard and send it to me, care of the BBC Mystery Guest, Department 432, Rockall.